Tesla's profit missed and the stock barely moved. At 350 times earnings, that is the point. Tesla reported second quarter results after the close. Revenue beat, adjusted profit missed by a wide margin, and the stock fell only about 3%. At a multiple near 350 times earnings, that muted reaction is exactly what the number predicts, because the market was never pricing this quarter's profit. The simple version. Tesla reported second quarter results after the market closed. Revenue rose 26% to $28.24 billion, beating the roughly $26 billion Wall Street expected. But adjusted earnings came in at $0.33 a share, well short of the roughly $0.50 analysts had penciled in. The stock fell about 3% in after-hours trading. Going into the report, the stock traded at roughly 350 times its trailing earnings, and that multiple is the reason a clear profit miss barely moved it. At 350 times earnings, the market is not pricing this quarter's profit. It is pricing the businesses Tesla says it is building next, so the quarter that just happened is almost beside the point. The numbers. Revenue was $28.24 billion, up 26% year over year, above the roughly $26 billion consensus Tesla Q2 2026 update, as reported. Adjusted earnings were $0.33 a share, short of the roughly $0.50 analysts expected Tesla. Adjusted, non-GAAP, an expectation, not a target. GAAP net income was $1.11 billion, down 5% year over year, and that figure includes a $1.005 billion unrealized gain on Tesla's stake in SpaceX, which Tesla excluded from its adjusted numbers, Tesla Q2 2026. GAAP operating income was $398 million, down 57% year over year, for an operating margin of 1.4% Tesla. Deliveries were a record 480,126 vehicles, up 25% year over year, and above the roughly 400,000 expected Tesla. Energy storage deployments were 13.5 gigawatt hours. Services and other revenue rose 50% to $4.58 billion Tesla. Second quarter capital spending was $5.79 billion, up 142% year over year, and free cash flow was negative $1.09 billion, a smaller cash burn than the roughly $3.6 billion analysts had expected Tesla. Tesla crossed $100 billion in trailing 12-month revenue for the first time, and ended the quarter with $43.52 billion in cash and short-term investments Tesla. The stock closed at $374.01 and fell about 3% in after-hours trading market data, as reported. What a 350 multiple did to a profit miss. Here is the tell. Tesla missed adjusted earnings by roughly a third, its GAAP operating margin fell to 1.4%, and the stock moved only a few percent. For a company priced at 20 times earnings, a miss like that is the whole story and the stock drops hard. For a company at 350 times, the quarter is a rounding error against the price, so a muted reaction follows almost by definition. The GAAP profit makes the point sharper. Of Tesla's $1.11 billion in reported net income, $1.005 billion was an unrealized gain on its SpaceX stake, a paper markup on an investment rather than money the car and energy business earned. Strip it out, and the operating business barely turned a profit this quarter, which is why operating income fell to $398 million even as revenue set. So what did the market trade on? The forward items. Tesla said its robotaxi service now runs in 7 metro areas, Cybercab production began at its Texas plant, and the first Optimus robot production lines are being installed, while the cash burn came in lighter than feared. Analysts said before the report they were watching capital spending, autonomy, and cash more closely than the earnings line, and the reaction bore that out. Why the trackers could not agree what the P/E was. In the days before the report, 4 financial data sites listed Tesla's price-to-earnings ratio anywhere from about 308 to about 361. Same company, same week, a spread of more than 50 points. The reason is that a simple-sounding ratio has definitional choices buried inside it. Some trackers use standard accounting earnings, some use adjusted versions that strip items out, and they snapshot the price on different days. This quarter shows the choice in miniature. Tesla's GAAP earnings included that $1.005 billion SpaceX gain. Its adjusted earnings excluded it. Depending on which one a tracker uses, the same company earns a different number and the ratio moves with it. Computed the plain way, the current price divided by the last four quarters of reported earnings, the multiple still lands around 350, and on the operating business alone. The real cost lands on 29 cents per $100. The earnings yield, which is just the multiple flipped over, is the cleanest way to feel what a number like 350 means. Every assumption here is stated. At roughly 350 times earnings, $100 of Tesla stock is backed by about 29 cents of annual profit. At the broad market's historical range of high teens to mid-20s, $100 of stock is backed by $4 to $5 of annual profit. Because this quarter's GAAP profit leaned on a one-time SpaceX gain, the yield on the operating business alone is thinner still. None of this is a prediction. A high multiple is not a countdown. The history of this exact stock includes readings from 30 to over 900. A profit miss that barely moves the stock is not a puzzle. It is what 350 times earnings looks like in practice. The market was never trading the quarter. What this means? The durable lesson is to read the multiple before you read the report. Tesla's multiple told you in advance which parts of the release the market would react to and which it would ignore, and the muted response to a real profit miss followed directly from it. That number is printed nowhere in the earnings release, yet it governed the whole reaction. It also shows why a headline profit figure can mislead. A reported number that leans on an investment gain is not the same as money the core business earned, and telling the two apart is the difference between reading an earnings report and just reading its headline. What this is not. This is not advice to buy, sell, hold, or avoid Tesla or any other security, and it is not a claim that Tesla is overvalued, undervalued, or fairly valued, which this article takes no position on. A high price-to-earnings ratio is not evidence a stock will fall, and a muted reaction to a miss is not evidence it will rise. The beat and miss described here are results measured against analyst expectations, which are not themselves results. The stock move Sources: Tesla Inc., Second Quarter 2026 Update and Financial Statements, Investor Relations, https://ertesla.com/. Tesla Inc., Quarterly Report 10Q U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Edgar, https://www.sec.gov/cgibin/browse/edgar, action equals get company and CIK equals TSLAR and type equals 10Q. S&P 500 historical price-to-earnings data, multiple, https://www.multiple.com/sb500p ratio.